This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Jason in the House.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. We love it when you join us. Thank you so much. You give us part of your day, and we want to make it worth your while. Now, at Fox News, I've been able to guest host a lot, and one of them I get to do it with is Degan McDowell. She is the regular host, the normal host, the real host of The Bottom Line on Fox Business. And if you haven't seen it, 6 p.m. Eastern, it's a great, fun show. And what I love about Degan is, oh my goodness, she calls balls and strikes the way she sees them. And she looks at things a little bit differently. She's pretty critical of some things. And I love that about her because you don't just get the normal, hey, yeah, this is the talking point. No, she really, like, she's got the background, she's got the smarts, and then she kind of combines it all. And she gets after it. And but a little bit, you know, we did a podcast with her previously about her background and all of her, you know, how she got in the business and all. This is a bit more about the atmosphere that we're in now, particularly Donald Trump. How is it that Donald Trump is able to succeed and thrive and do what he does in such a way to move things forward? So, you know, we've had, you know, the Schumer shutdown, and, you know, that could get resolved at any moment. It could be I record this podcast and then it gets resolved in 10 minutes later. But we're going to talk not about the shutdown, but we're going to talk just about the political atmosphere and how we get that done. And that, of course, is stupid because there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. And this week does not disappoint. We have plenty of material, so you're going to love the stupid. And then we'll get into our interview with Degan. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. But let's kick things off with the news because, you know, news happens too. And I want to kick off here with this political violence. You know, the political violence, it's real. It's palpable. It is ongoing. And I want to distinguish that there's a difference. There is a key difference between hateful, vile, disgusting speech, stuff that you may totally disagree with. There's speech that may make you upset. Some people, you know, get their kicks from doing that. But then there's this line, and this line, it steps over into violence and foreshadowing violence, encouraging violence, and outright saying they're going to act violently. And it's that last part that we have not been dealing with. Now, this is going to happen to, you know, somebody who's not in the public spotlight, and it's wrong. But just because you're in the public square in a big way, and you are in the public spotlight, whether you be just, you know, a celebrity or a television personality or a music star or somebody from the movies, or heaven forbid you be in the world of politics. Politics doesn't give us permission, or doesn't give the rest of the world permission, to threaten your life. Now, at the Charlie Kirk Memorial that I went to, I got to speak up at Utah State University. You know, Charlie Kirk was going to be there, and he obviously couldn't be there. I got asked to speak there, along with Andy Biggs and Governor Cox. And so it was a bit surreal. I won't go through all the details of it. But when I was there with Andy Biggs, he's the congressman out of Arizona, he used a statistic that I had not heard that I think is paramount. And he said that this year alone, members of Congress have received more than 30,000 death threats. 30,000. And that number was projected to be up to 40,000. Now, some of them were death threats, some of them were just threats of violence, but threats nonetheless. And I guess the news part of what I want to articulate here is we have to do something about this. You have to actually enforce the law. That is, you have to actually investigate it, check the validity of it. If it's true, you're going to have to arrest people, and you're going to need to prosecute it. I think if there's no consequence, it will continue. And when people start seeing people getting arrested and going to jail, then something will happen. Because it does beg the question, who's telling the truth, who's not? Is it real, is it not real? And if we as a society are going to tolerate it, then hey, the death threats are going to increase. But you know what? Unfortunately, some people are going to act on it. And we've seen that play out. I mean, how many assassinations or assassination attempts or actual violence? I mean, this is very real, and it's very, very close to me. And it should not be tolerated. Then the second part becomes, what do you do? How do you execute that plan? And there's only one group out there. See, right now, let me put it a different way. The executive branch, you have the Secret Service for the president, first family, vice president, etc. Each department and agency has their own security group. So if you're Sean Duffy, Department of Transportation has security. If you are Doug Collins at the Veterans Administration, you have your own security for that and for the leadership there. Even the U.S. Postal Service, the Postmaster General, has a security detail. Now, 535 members of the Congress between House and Senate, I'm not suggesting they all get security details, but there has to be a way to evaluate the threat. And when you're on Capitol Hill, Capitol Hill Police, really good. The moment you leave Capitol Hill, not so good. Because you go back to your home district, you go back to wherever go back to Florida, go back to Iowa, go back to Nebraska, go back to Utah, Idaho, it doesn't matter. There's no way to do that. You have to work with your local law enforcement. Well, they're not tied in with that whole apparatus. And so my suggestion is what we do is we got to change that. And what the only one to do that is the U.S. Marshals. The U.S. Marshals do fugitive apprehension. They're the oldest law enforcement agency in the country. They also, though, protect prisoners. They transport prisoners. More importantly, they protect federal judges, federal courthouses, federal prosecutors. They're the only ones set up in all 50 states to do these assessments. And they would need to be plussed up, and there would need to be money put to it. But if they deem the threat is real, then there has to be a decision as to whether or not they go out and arrest somebody and prosecute somebody. And that's what I'm suggesting has to happen. If you don't do that, if you're anything short of that, then you're actually not serious. And I put this on Congress. Congress, you're on the clock on this one. You are actually going to have to do this. And it's for your own safety. It's for your own security. And having been there, this is the best solution. By the way, they also protect the Supreme Court. Supreme Court police has their own police, but the one with the get off Capitol Hill, who do they use? U.S. Marshals. The legislative branch should do the same thing. That's the right answer.
Anyway, with that, let's change the tune just a little bit, and let's get down to something stupid, because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right, FoxNews.com, this is a good one. You can't go by this headline and not start to read it. Aunt blames niece after accidentally eating dog food during visit, sparking family drama. Woman's 60-year-old relative rummaged through the kitchen during a visit, and guess what? She found these little snacks, and she started eating them. Ends up that this other woman had a medium-sized dog So they started eating the dog food, and I don't know why. These dog treats must have been awfully good because, she kept eating them. Kind of stupid to make it such a big fight that it ends up being in the news. Are you kidding me? All right, next one. Now we're going to the New York Post. They're always good for this stuff. I saw this, and I really feel for this person, but oh my gosh, life was not going well for RFK Jr. He's, of course, the Health and Human Services Secretary. His assistant, I think she was deputy for policy or something like that, she got fired. She hadn't been on the job too long because RFK Jr. hadn't been there that long, and she got dismissed. That's the allegation. She got dismissed. Here's what it says in the ex post on New York from the New York Post. RFK Jr. aide accidentally crashed into his vehicle after she was fired. Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's true. It says it's just a report. But you know you're having a really bad day when you lose your job, you get in your car, you back up, and then you hit the secretary's car. Now, he has a security detail, and so I don't know that it was RFK's personal vehicle, but this is the report, and oh my gosh, that could not have been good. Hopefully it was just an accident. Seems like it was just an accident. That's what all the reports say. Whoopsie. That was not a good thing. But here's my favorite stupid of the week. And this came, of course, again from the New York Post. And you feel for somebody, okay? We got a lot of people who are maybe a little naive, and when you get a little bit older, maybe not quite as cognizant as to how the new world works. But here's what it says. Japanese woman, 80, scammed out of thousands by astronaut stranded in space who needed money for oxygen. Now, there are a lot of creative ideas out there about how to scam somebody, but somebody calling and saying, there's an astronaut, they're in space, they're striving for oxygen, they're going to run out of oxygen, this poor astronaut's going to die, I need your bank account number. And somehow she got scammed out of thousands of dollars. I just feel for this person, but boy, it's stupid. How did they come up with such a creative thing to say that there was an astronaut who's running out of oxygen? But if you give me your credit card or if you give me your bank account, we can get him the oxygen up there in space. Like it was just a matter of putting quarters into the machine so the astronaut would have enough oxygen. The more you think about this, the more you start to smile and think, all right, that is pretty darn stupid. But that topped the list from our great staff who comes up with these things and just things that I've read along the way. And, oh my goodness, unbelievable. Always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
More Jason in the House next.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A restaurant owner in Minnesota who surprised one of his workers with a brand new bike makes today's Dean's List. The young man's only way of transportation to work was stolen, and he had no way to get home. But thanks to the folks at Townies where he works, they all knew exactly what to do. The owners and employees all teamed up and bought the man a brand new bike, surprising him with it outside the restaurant and getting his reaction on video. There were tears of joy from the recipient of the brand new bike, as well as all the folks that worked at Townies and many of their guests who handed the man some extra money to help him out. The video of the wonderful act of kindness was posted online with a caption that read, "Thank you all for helping turn a tough situation into something hopeful. It reminds us there are still good people out there." Amen. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. Diplomatic investigators have uncovered a scheme run by a former State Department official who stole over $650,000 during 2 years of the Biden administration. It was quite the scheme, says U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
We have this person who admitted that she abused her signature authority over the State Department checking account by writing 60 checks over a two-year period payable to herself.
The Justice Department says Levita Almuete Ferrer abused authority she had over a State Department checking account between March of 2022 and April 2024 while working as a senior budget analyst in the Office of the Chief of Protocol. She pleaded guilty April 30th to theft of government property and was then sentenced to a 12-month stint behind bars, 3 years of supervised release, over $650,000 in restitution to the government, and is banned from visiting casinos. But Pirro says her story does not end there.
The same day she pled guilty, she goes to the MGM National Harbor Casino.
Jillian Turner, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
I'm really excited. Dagan McDowell, like I said, worked with her. Fox News, Fox Business. You see her on that. You see her on the Big Money Show as well, where she's one of the hosts there. So let's have her come in and sit down. Let's have a conversation with Dagan McDowell. Dagan McDowell, thanks for coming back.
Jason Chavis, thanks for being on the bottom line frequently.
Gosh, it's fun. It's really fun. Like, so
I want you to do it all the time, but you happen to live in Utah.
I happen to live in Utah. It makes it hard for a two-person show where, yes, you know, my...
Your home studio.
Yeah, that's it. Look, I come to New York usually about once a month, and it is fun to kind of come sit with you and go through the production of a show. You're a pro. You've done this. Like, you got it. Like, I always lean to you. Like, how do we do this? And what's interesting about the show, right, is I love the vulnerability, and it just keeps changing. Like, so much of it. Yeah, you get in the teleprompter. Yeah, you're planning on things, but then there's technical problems. There's ad-libbing. And if you're doing it right, you got to listen to what the guests are saying and then playing off that.
I just had a conversation with somebody on the phone minutes ago about TV.
Yeah.
And about how do you, and it's someone who works in television and doing it. And the person said, all you have to do is listen. And I said, yes. Did I tell you that? And the person said, yeah, you did, but you realize. And at the end of it, John Gibson used to work here.
Right.
He had, it was called The Big Story at 5 o'clock before the Five was created.
Or The Story with Martha McGallum, right? There was The Big Story.
And when I first started doing television, I was a nervous wreck. Like a nervous wreck all the time, whatever I did. Like, just tense. Like, I was wildly overprepared, but tense. And John would look at me, and he'd chit-chatting right before we would come back from commercial break. And I'd be staring at him like, I'm trying to read over here, like looking at my notes. And he would just be talking, and then it would poof, come back. And I always noticed he would have a piece of paper in front of him, and he'd write in big letters the first name of the person he was interviewing and circle it. And he told me one day, you only need to know two things, or do two things in TV. You need to listen to the guests, and you need to know their first name. He's like, you don't even know need to know any of the elements of the story. Like, if in breaking news, just ask questions. Just ask questions and listen to the answer, and then know their first name. So when you say goodbye, you can say, thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Jill. Yes.
And so that is the best advice from one of the, like, it's probably within the first few months I was doing TV that I ever got. It's just, but, and you have to figure out a way, and that's actually the conversation I was having earlier today. You have to figure out a way through all the noise and all the distractions, all the people in your ear talking to you, particularly when you're doing breaking news, just power through it, because you'll miss something.
Yeah.
They'll say something.
Yeah, a producer who talks in your ear and can't succinctly say it in just a couple words, it drives me, like, I'm trying to listen. I got to listen to what they're saying. And so some are really good at that. Some maybe not as good as others.
I've probably, in particularly when President Trump is having a live event and you have to listen, because you truly don't know which direction he'll go or what he'll say.
That's true.
What did he say on during the Fox and Friends interview? He said, in terms of the brokering a peace or an end to the Russia war in Ukraine, it was, well, I got to work my way into heaven. It was something to that effect.
He did. He talked about, he's like, I don't know if I'm getting there, but I got to work my way in there. It was actually really funny.
And it was just one of those moments. It's
one of those Trump moments.
So you always have to listen. So I'm sure I've before, like, if I'm working with a producer I haven't worked with before and they're talking a lot, I'm like,
Shut up.
I won't say shut up, but I'll go,
But that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, my granny would go, like that.
No, it's really fun. That's what I love, is that volatility. It's breaking news is the best. I haven't done it, like I said, nearly as much as you. But, you know, it's the same is true with Congress. Because I remember when I was early on in Congress, you know, you're sitting at the bottom of the dais, and it's 2-3 hours before you get to ask a question. And when I ascended to becoming the chairman, I told the younger freshmen, I said, look, it's going to take a long time. We get a high-profile hearing where everybody's asking a question. You get to ask the best questions, because you only have 5 minutes. But you get the luxury of hearing the questions and hearing the answer, and then being able to quickly do some research to say, well, that ain't true. You know, Brandon Gill, for instance, still pretty young in Congress. He's a congressman out of Texas. He's one of the better ones out this. Because he'll say, earlier today you said, and then I'll read it back, but I got a tweet here that says you said the exact opposite. Which one is it? Oh, I didn't say that. Well, yeah, you did. On September 29th, 2012, you did.
Well, he did that with the head of NPR, didn't he?
He
is
did.
Is that Brandon?
He did.
Which is a classic moment.
He pulled out a whole array of her tweets.
Oh, my God. She took a whole day off to read some DEI book or, like, learn.
Yes, I took a day off.
Learn about her oppressive whiteness. It was something like that. He was so good at that.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be back with more of my conversation with Dagan McDowell right after this.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jason in the house.
Okay, so the heart of what I want to talk about is how Trump world, Trump media, it's going a different direction because he's a different personality. But at the same time, you also have social media. You have all these different outlets. The way we get news is very different. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be the big three networks, and you had radio, which you participated, right, with Don Imus and all that. But the world's changed now. I mean, there's a lot more competition. There's a lot more information out there. But you also have a political leader in Donald Trump who has learned to tap into this. And he's not the youngest spring chicken out there. But man, did he have a vision for understanding how we would communicate and how to maintain an audience. It's amazing.
He also, and I'm lucky I've lived in New York City more than 30 years. I'm not going to date it based on who he was married to at the time. I was about to do that. But watching President Trump, I knew him as a real estate developer, but he was a personality as well in New York, particularly. And he was a showman, but beyond that, a communicator. So right. He knew how to communicate a message, get a message across. But now, because in his second term, so it's not just it's social media, but it's all media. And I can't get away from the European leaders meeting, the White House, the presence, just to set it up, happen in a few days, with the image of having these world leaders seated around a table, just like that.
Well, and then when they lined up at the Oval Office, and he's on one side of the Resolute desk, they're all on the other side, but they're engaged. You know, when I watched that, I really thought, these people in Europe have been fed through the mass media, the so-called legacy media, a narrative that is not true. And they probably also heard from the Democrats over a long period of time about what kind of guy this is. But then when he's sitting back there conducting business, leading the world to try to come up with a solution, you know, we've obviously recorded this in advance of whatever resolution we get to, but the point is, in the run-up to this, his ability to command the stage, the press, understand it, know how to communicate it, but also win people over in mass, he's unbelievable, like off the charts. I've never seen anybody so good at that.
And these European leaders know that it isn't just about the man, the president.
Right.
It truly is about Europe is in a better place. It is now in a safer position, a stronger position.
Yes.
So we're united with Europe, but they're in, like, we're joining forces. They're in they have a stronger stance together with us than they have in years.
Well, and that's
it's just incredible.
Well, and they don't realize that Donald Trump had the vision, particularly going back to Trump 45, right? The whole idea was that, hey, no, you got to pay your fair share. NATO shouldn't be totally funded by us. We pay the most. But why should Americans have to do that? You got to pull your own weight. If you want the safety, security, protection, the safety blanket of the United States, America, you got to put your 5% on the table. You may be a much smaller economy, but you got to still proportionally pay your weight here. And the consequence, to your point, is they're all stronger together. And voila, that makes for more peace, more safety, more harmony, and more trade.
I don't mean to go off, but I wonder if, I don't know anything about him, but having listened to the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, he was the longest leader, or standing leader of the Netherlands. And so he was used to working, and he managed to do that, working with coalition governments. And it makes a huge difference for this audience and bringing everybody together to have someone who communicates with the American people, because Rutte knows he's communicating with the American people
and
building a coalition. And it is kind of astonishing listening to him and listening to the way he talks about President Trump as well. It's made a big difference. That's my guesstimation.
No, look, Donald Trump puts, I hope this is the right parallel. Donald Trump puts a lot of, he's put a lot of time and effort into the Olympics and to FIFA. His son, Barron, is undoubtedly a soccer fan. No doubt about it. His whole life, which is been an interesting one, given the high visibility and Secret Service and everything else. But I think it's deeper and broader than just the idea that his son is so enamored and loves soccer. Donald Trump also understands the power of the Olympics, and he understands the power of FIFA and the World Cup, both of which are going to be playing out in the United States soon, that it is also your ability to communicate and create a vision that's good for the United States of America, good for the President of the United States, and that's where you communicate. Not just, I mean, it's hard to fathom how popular soccer is and the Olympics are for those periods of time. The entire world will be watching. And Donald Trump understands that and got years ahead of it to say, yeah, I'm going to be involved and I'm going to be engaged. And that ultimately helps the United States. It's not some ego project. He's already the most famous person in the world right now, you know.
And it helps our relationship with all of our allies.
Yes.
And all of our partners. Like, one thing that did bother me, Putin invaded Ukraine. Horrific war. But all of the Russian athletes, their flag disappeared.
Right.
That they were, every Russian was treated as a pariah. Every Russian athlete treated as a pariah.
Right.
That, I don't, like, that hasn't worked in the favor of, I don't think that that's worked in the favor of anyone, to treat the Russian people that way.
Yeah.
The Russian people didn't start that war.
No, they've lost a million Russians, and these are...
And I just always, that was a mistake in hindsight.
Tell me about how the United States, from your view, how President Trump specifically, like, we are the military and the economic superpower, and we've talked on air several times about this, but as we kind of looking back at 60,000 feet, how the president is leveraging the financial side of our markets in such a way that it makes America great again. It leverages, it puts America first. It's still, there's so many people on the left who don't get it, don't understand it, or don't want to. But the president uses our economy to leverage in such a way that makes things better for the United States of America.
Day one, and it was what he did first term, and he understands this, but our energy security is our national security.
Yeah.
And our energy policy is our foreign policy. And when he says, and I do love, in terms of his messaging, you talk about visual messaging, but also he creates slogans, or he will hammer into the brains of everyone who's listening. If you notice, he's like, America was dead a year ago. America was dead a year ago. Notice he will never miss an opportunity to bring up the auto pen. And if there isn't an opportunity, he's going to insert an auto pen opportunity. So he just message, just repetitive drilling in, boring in of what's important. And he says this, Biden got Ukraine, like Russia invaded Ukraine because of Joe Biden. And that is true in this sense. Every invasion, every land grab by Russia and the former Soviet Union is oil prices. Afghanistan, oil was where? Over $100 a barrel, it was 101. Annexation of Crimea, oil was over $100 a barrel, it was $101 a barrel. Roughly $100 a barrel in early 2022. So you, Joe Biden, you dismantle all of the things. It's going to be green. We're going to save the planet, despite the fact natural gas was reducing our, you know, CO2 emissions to per capita lowest they've been, had been since post-World War II. We're just going to destroy our energy economy. We're going to just take a chainsaw to it. And we are going to cede power, prosperity to nations that want to wipe us off the map. And also clearly want to take over Ukraine. So Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if oil hadn't skyrocketed. And
they couldn't afford it.
Right. And so it's all directly related to that. So I think that if you just go through the list, and it started on Inauguration Day this year, of what President Trump has done to reopen areas for exploration, drilling.
Drill, baby, drill.
Leases. It might be a slogan, but it's a reality.
No,
so it's
it is
talk, and it's walk, and it's run, and it's sprint, and it's let's produce in every which way, just even what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. And there was never any, like, second month of Joe Biden's term, I said on air, we went from America first to America last to America on her ass. that was their approach to, and they do kind of treat America and Americans as if they're trying to apologize for something.
Oh, they're trying Obama is like that, you know?
Trying to apologize for prosperity.
Yeah.
Or past wrongs, as a nation we haven't acknowledged over and over and over again. Horrific things that happened in our past, but you avoid doing them again.
Yeah, but that we're also the most compassionate and the most giving, and we open up our borders more than anybody else. With the legal, lawful people, I've always felt like the illegal immigration was so fundamentally wrong, just top to bottom, soup to nuts. It's just morally wrong, in large part because we forget about all the people who are trying to come here legally and lawfully. You can take every country combined, and we legally, lawfully bring in more than a million people. That's more than every other country combined. And they're still wanting to flock here, but there should be a higher moral imperative to take care of those people and prioritize those people that aren't willing to break the law. That's who we want to be, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our everything else. But this is where the Democrats have gotten so off script.
More Jason in the House next.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install a Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A DNA match leads to the identity of a woman who was found dead in Illinois 43 years ago. Investigators in McLean County, Illinois, say a Jane Doe found along U.S. Route 136 in 1982 and has finally been identified as 39-year-old Linda Cecilia Haddad from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that advanced DNA and genealogy work led to the breakthrough. A passerby saw her hanging near the base of a utility pole and stopped a snowplow driver who cut her from the pole and called for police. Investigators at the time found no evidence of foul play and ruled the death likely a suicide, but they were unable to identify her. It's not clear why she was in Illinois. Linda's family in a statement expressed deepest gratitude to investigators, who they say went to great lengths to identify and locate them, also thanking people who helped and cared for Linda in her time of need, and that they are relieved to finally have some answers. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's Astrobot's birthday. The character behind last year's Game of the Year is celebrating everything PlayStation. We spoke to Nicolas Doucet, the founder of Team Asobi, who made the cute robot, about the birthday.
Playful, just charming, kind of fun stuff. And if you were a PlayStation fan for many years, then you would enjoy it as well.
We also made sure to chat about haptics, something they use to bring this game to life.
So you can feel like metal, water, you know, like sand, or a little like, you know, pity-patty of the rain.
Haptic responses are in modern controllers and your mobile devices. It's that little vibration that confirms that you hit a number on the touchscreen. Gaming uses it to bring you into their worlds.
Haptic feedback is based on sound waves. So what you feel inside your hands are sounds that you cannot hear, but the vibration of these sounds and the frequency actually gives a different kind of expression.
Listen to this week's Fox on Games podcast to hear the full interview with Doucet wherever you download podcasts. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Jason in the house.
That Donald Trump has figured out in his ability to communicate that so many others just really struggle with.
I kind of disagree with you on this.
Yeah?
How because so? I think that President Trump is so unique that if you try to replicate what he does,
does
that make sense?
Oh, no. Well, that I totally agree with. It's like you see, I hate giving them any airtime, but the Eric Swalwells and the Democrats trying to, we got to get tougher and we got to do this. No, you can't do that. He's the best street fighter there is out there. And he comes with, because I think this is the answer. I think
you answer the question that you asked me, because I think
authenticity wins the day all the time. Authenticity also implies that you have something to say of substance. Now, Donald Trump is a unique personality, and he's willing to say and give you a stream of consciousness that would destroy. How many times during his initial campaign did he say something that for anybody else running for public office would have blown them out of the water? But America was ready for a refreshment. They were tired of slick politicians, just gave canned answers. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel like he really believed it. But he was talking also, and he understood, and this is what's amazing. Like, I don't even understand how he understands it. But he was talking common sense that resonated across the country. So you could have been a blue-collar worker in Michigan or Iowa or New Mexico, and you would hear this guy, you know, blonde hair, golfing, multi-billionaire, and you'd think, yeah, he gets it. He understands me. He cares about me. That's what I think is so magical about what he does.
So I try to, like, not sugarcoat.
Yeah, you aren't, you don't, you're not the Sweetums of,
I don't.
In terms of
so if
talking about an issue.
If I disagree with policy, Trump policy, I'll say it. If it's a topic, yeah, I will say it. I'm not going to agree just to agree. But also, I won't get hung up on language and the expression of President Trump, how he says it. No. Not doing it.
Yeah.
I did it like the first 6 weeks of the, in 2015, until my mother told me, may she rest in peace. Do you remember where you come from, Dickie McDowell? And I went, what are you talking about? She was like, do you know who Donald Trump's speaking to? Our customers who are put out of business? All the people, all the families, right, who used to have middle-class jobs in furniture factories and textile mills? All, you know, the ones that are shut down and the jobs that are gone that went to Mexico and China? Those people, that's who he's talking to. So wake up. She was, wake up and pay attention to who he's talking to. He's finally legitimately standing up for where you came from and the people you grew up with. And so she was like, cut it out. Because it was like, but he said this. In the way. I'm not going to do that.
Well,
if I disagree with Paul's, like some of the stuff that's going on now with, like, as an example, investment in Intel. I don't agree with government and private business. However, I worry about how that will be abused by Democrats once, if they ever get back in power. But in terms of authenticity.
This is also also why you've thrived here, too. You cannot be in this business if you're just a flash in the pan. There have been plenty of those. You got to have authenticity, and you got to know your stuff, believe what you believe, and then be able to articulate it.
Well,
you do that. You do it differently than Donald Trump. But I look around this building, the people who have been successful at Fox and other networks and other venues. It could be in sports. It can be wherever. Those are the qualities that I think they bring to that table.
I never knew. I wasn't raised to take a vacation. My parents ran a wholesale grocery store together as a family business. Never took a vacation. I was raised to work my ass off. I tell the joke, my father calls me on Sunday and wants to know why I'm not at work. And that's not a joke. Yeah, why aren't you at work? I'll call him. Why aren't you at work? It's Sunday. So? Dad, the markets aren't even open. Okay? Don't get fired. That was another thing. Don't get fired, because my father's like, you're not moving back home. I'm 40. You're not moving back home. Dad, I'm not. Don't get fired. And so I always over-prepared. Fox is different. Always was. Always is. Always will be. Praise the Lord. That I was never told to change the way I speak, except by one executive. He said, can you tone down the Ellie Mae clamp a bit? Cool. This is after Don Imus left. I still work here. He doesn't. Bye. But I was never told by the people who hired me here to change the way I speak. When you're angry, you look angry on TV. Nobody wants to watch somebody who's angry, which is true. But in terms of authenticity, like on social media, I'm terrible at it because I don't, like, I've gone to post things and it just, because I find most social media so phony, can't do it.
It seems
I can't
it can,
sit, yeah. I can't sit and take, like, I just find it so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I do think there are a lot of podcasters who have created personas for themselves, but you can kind of slice through the fakery.
Yeah.
Really, with a plastic knife. It's
good point, yeah. Thanks so much
thanks,
for joining
Jason.
Us.
Appreciate it.
Many thanks to Dagan, taking the time. I always love her perspective. She's fun on the network because, boy, she speaks her mind and gets you thinking about things that it's interesting because she has a different take on a lot of stuff, and I love that about her. So would love it if you'd rate the podcast. You can subscribe to it. It shows up once a week. We do it once a week. So rate it, subscribe to it. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herron. The Keystone XL pipeline might be revived. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's back to work tomorrow for Wall Street, with many wondering whether the market's recent gains are a thing of the past.
A renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions dealt a body blow to the stock market on Friday. The Dow plunged almost 880 points for a loss of close to 2%. The Nasdaq fell 3.5%. The S&P tumbled more than 2.5%. China's newly announced restrictions on rare earth materials exports and President Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on Chinese imports in response to what he calls a hostile act sent the market into a tailspin. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Estonia has temporarily closed a road that passes through Russian territory after reports of large Russian troop movements there. The closure took place after border guards observed a larger-than-normal Russian unit. While Russian patrols are regular in the Satsa Boot region, it's unusual for them to stand in the road. Estonia remains on alert for border incursions after recent airspace violations by Russian aircraft. British police have arrested two men on suspicion of murder after former Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins was stabbed to death in a northern English prison. It happened yesterday. Watkins was serving a 29-year sentence for child sex offenses, which he pleaded guilty to in 2013. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
President Trump says he has not canceled a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, planned for later this month in South Korea, after earlier expressing anger about export controls that China has placed on rare earths. Asked if he had backed out, Mr. Trump said, "I have not." He also threatened an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting on November 1st, but he suggested the deadline gives him time to change his mind. The U.S. Treasury has purchased Argentine pesos and finalized a $20 billion currency swap with the Argentine Central Bank. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is ready to take exceptional measures to stabilize markets in the region if need be. The agreement followed 4 days of meetings with Argentina's Minister Luis Caputo in Washington. And iconic actress Diane Keaton has passed away at the age of 79. She starred in such movies as The Godfather and Annie Hall. News and analysis at townhall.com. This Florida dog proved to be an elderly woman's best friend for sure.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk. Deputies spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He come up to your car.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a
Such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not even leave her side.
Grandma loves you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The woman had some minor injuries, by the way, but she's doing fine. Today is Sunday, October the 12th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including broadcast journalist Chris Wallace. He's 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
News Podcast presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace.
I applaud President Trump and the team and all for getting to this step.
There's only one leader in the world that could have orchestrated that deal. It's Donald Trump.
I am very encouraged and hopeful. It is truly an exciting time. I give President Trump credit for it.
Saudi Arabia, other nations are not going to work toward normalization until the conflict with Gaza ended. So it's very significant to be able to get into this conflict, at least the first step to the end of it.
Well, in tonight's Common Ground segment, bipartisan agreement about the peace agreement in the Middle East. We had official word from the Israeli government that that has been voted forward, that the deal is officially voted by the Israeli government as a yes, moving forward to phase one. Joining us, Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett and Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz. Congressman, thanks so much. Phase one, by the way, is immediate ceasefire, partial withdrawal of Israeli troops. Hamas releases all living hostages within 72 hours, living and dead. Israel releases about 1,950 Palestinian prisoners. Congressman Moskowitz, on a tweet you put out earlier, you called it a historic day for the region. Congressman Burchett, you said that this was the biggest policy win, foreign policy win of the 21st century. I just want you to both, 30,000 feet, give me your thoughts on this. Congressman Moskowitz, first to you.
Thanks, Brett. It's good to be with you, and it's good to be with my friend Tim. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. Congress is not in. It's a historic accomplishment by the administration. It's a historic day. I mean, the fact that the hostages are coming home is unbelievable news. It's what we've been waiting for, Brett. Everybody has been waiting for this. Unfortunately, it took 2 years, and it was the main reason that the war was continuing. And now that the Trump administration has secured this deal and the hostages are coming home and families are going to be reunited with their loved ones and those families, unfortunately, who are, you know, want the bodies of their loved ones back, you know, it's going to be bittersweet news for the Israeli people. But for the Middle East, for the region, once this first phase is over, phase two is very important. As not only can we end this war, but we can finally maybe stabilize the region and see peace in the Middle East.
And Congressman Burchett, it could be bigger than just this moment, as Congressman Moskowitz just said.
Yeah, I agree with Jared, and it's a pleasure being on you with my good friend Jared Moskowitz. Yeah, I think Trump's new title is going to be Commander in Peace. I seriously think I'm going to drive by Pennsylvania Avenue and see the Secretary of State out mowing the yard. I don't know what else this guy can do. He's taken on so many jobs, but I don't think anybody else in the world could have pulled this off but Trump and his administration, and he did it without firing a shot. I think what you have to realize, though, with dealing with Hamas, these terrorists, what they've done in the past. They'll kidnap these folks, they'll kill them immediately, bury them out in the desert, and then trick the families into thinking they exist. That's one of the challenges I think they're going to find, is bringing these bodies home and finding all these people, because if they have a very loose network, and they're evil. That's all there is to it. And so I would hope that with the Israeli intelligence, with our cooperation, they have some of the best intelligence in the world, sniffing out these tunnels and things, that they can finally bring all these families some peace.
You know, Congressman Burchett, in a background call we got from a senior official, that the U.S. is sending about 200 troops to Israel to help support and monitor the ceasefire deal in Gaza, part of a team that includes partner nations and others. I just wanted to get your thought about that, about U.S. troops going into that to be a part of it.
I'm very cautious about that, and I would hope that these thugs know that if they take on America, that will be a very costly move on their part. But I'm very cautious about any American men and women out there on the ground. I realize that it has to be verification, and maybe that is part of the peacekeeping process, but I'm very cautious in that department.
There will be no troops sent into Gaza, just to be clear. Carson Moskowitz, next step for this, you mentioned that there are real question marks about how you go to phase two.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, completing phase one, okay, and getting all of the hostages out needs to be completed, and the president said that should be done by latest Tuesday, and then it'll be a question about how long it'll take for all of the bodies to be recovered and returned to their families. Not all of them are in control of Hamas. There are other factions that unfortunately have these bodies of teenagers, kids, young adults, and we'll have to see how long that takes. You know, as far as the next phase, that will take, obviously, Hamas realizing that their days are over. There will be disarming. They will not be part of the government there, and the Israelis pulling back completely into a defensive position with a council being formed to start talking about how a new government can be established in Gaza and rebuilding. But, that's going to rely on Hamas coming through on their end of the deal. We're dealing with a terrorist organization that has used their people to try to destroy the state of Israel with weapons in hospitals and in schools. And so we'll have to see if they're serious. But if they are, and this is we are able to get to the phase two, then listen, we're dealing with maybe the expansion of the Abraham Accords. And if you get there, Brad, if you get to the expansion of the Abraham Accords with Saudi Arabia, then you do have peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. I want to quickly touch on something that there's probably not a lot of common ground on, and that is the government shutdown. Carson Moskowitz, Senator Schumer, in Punchbowl News, said why Schumer thinks Dems have momentum. Quote, every day gets better for us, Schumer asserted. It's because we thought about this long in advance, and we knew that health care would be the focal point on September 30th. We prepared for it. Their whole theory was threaten us, bamboozle us, and we would submit in a day or two. Do you think every day of the shutdown gets better for Democrats?
For me, Brett, this isn't a game. I don't care about any of that. I mean, look, that's obviously the political calculations that both sides are gonna do. You know, for me, it's about paying our troops, making sure that they don't miss a paycheck. Our Coast Guard, they don't miss a paycheck. Our TSA, our federal workers don't miss a paycheck. This is something that we've seen before, right? We had shutdowns in the first Trump administration done by the Republicans over health care. It was over Obamacare. And we are now in a shutdown again over health care. Listen, if the president can make a deal with Hamas, the guy who wrote the art of the deal can definitely make a deal with Democrats on health care. And so, look, I hope government reopens soon. I hope we get a deal on health care. Everybody, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, is talking about how health care costs are going up. We have to figure out how to tackle that.
Congressman Burchett, you want to respond to that? I mean, how about the House being in session? Should they be in session right now?
No, it's just going to allow the Democrats to respond to every question with something trashing Republicans. Look, the House did its work. We kept the government open. It's up to Chuck Schumer. All he's doing is looking in his rearview mirror, and he sees Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the far left. He sees New York City going to a Marxist, communist, anti-Semitic candidate for mayor, and he knows he's lost that base. Chuck Schumer needs to go back on the porch and start flipping raw hamburgers with cheese on them. He needs to get out because AOC is going to clean his clock. I think America knows that. Overnight, she announces she'll raise millions of dollars. The Democrat Party is not the party of young people. It's these old dinosaurs that you see on the news every night. It's ridiculous, and they need to go. They need to turn it over to people like Moskowitz there who's got incredible intelligence and knows how to lead.
I just want to point out that we started with Common Ground.
But we finished with Common Ground. Brett, we finished with Common Ground.
Okay,
only very intelligent.
That's true. Thank you both for being
here. He's the best.
You can see all the Common Ground segments on my podcast, Common Ground. Find that in the All-Star Panel podcast under the Brett Baer podcast at foxnewspodcast.com, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. You can also see the discussion on the Fox News YouTube page.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor Sean Astin of Stranger Things, Rudy, and Lord of the Rings, who is the newly elected president of SAG-AFTRA. I caught up with him at the Emmy Awards, where he shared his thoughts on the past year in television.
As hard as things have been, with as much strife and this time when people aren't working as much, it's really hard for all of us. Every union, every crew, like everybody's, you know, looking to get back to work. There's still incredible bright spots. Television is the hearth. That's what brings people together.
He noted his goals for the actors' union, especially after the last couple of years, which included the industry strikes.
Contract negotiations don't have to be traumatic. They're a regular part of doing business. And both sides are sending signals out that we want it to be a positive, constructive negotiation. So I go in with an open heart, an open hand, and just the resolve that, you know, it's my mission, my duty to protect the interests of our members. So everybody wants to be working. So that's our intention.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 10-year-old from Missouri who found a wedding ring in a parking lot and what he did next makes today's Dean's List. Cal Blank was visiting a Costco with his family and spotted something shiny on the asphalt. He picked it up and realized it was a ring, so he put it into his pocket. As it turns out, it belonged to a woman named May who lost it while she was returning a shopping cart. The loss was devastating, as it had been on her finger for nearly 50 years. May and her husband looked everywhere but couldn't find it. Meanwhile, Cal's dad called Costco and confirmed that someone had reported a missing ring. Cal knew he wanted to do something special before returning it, so he polished the ring and put it in a small box his mom had saved from a trip to Ireland. He also wrote in a note that said, "I kind of wanted to keep this since it was pretty and shiny. I hope you're relaxed now that you have your ring back." Both families arranged to meet in person, and May hugged Cal, telling him how special he was. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages. The whole world has come together for this.
It really began with your trip to the Middle East, where these relationships were forged with partners in the region.
I think this is the doorway to a fundamentally new and different and more prosperous Middle East.
The work is not over, but any step to end this nightmare is one that should be celebrated and carefully implemented.
Well, bipartisan response to this deal in the Middle East. We'll start there with our panel. Fox News contributor Hugh Hewitt, Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics co-founder and president, and Adrian Elrod, Democratic strategist, former senior advisor to the Biden-Harris campaigns. Hugh, put this in perspective.
Well, the perspective, Brett, and good evening to everyone, is that it's historic and will be in every history written about the Middle East for the next 100 or many years. If it comes off on Tuesday, it'll be VI Day, Victory Over Iran Day. And it goes back not just to Operation Midnight Hammer, when President Trump sent the V-2s to obliterate the Iranian nuclear program. It goes back to when he actually had Soleimani taken out, to the Abraham Accords in 2020. And importantly, to when, after the Iranian nuclear sites had been obliterated, President Trump told Israel to pull back its bombers, and Prime Minister Netanyahu went along with that, thus establishing the credibility with the Gulf states that President Trump could, in fact, deliver on all the details of this peace agreement. So I'm looking forward to Tuesday for the families, for the hostages, but also for the people of Gaza who need the boot of Iran and Hamas off of their neck.
Adrian, the front cover of the Jerusalem Post is going to be this. He's bringing them home with a shot of essentially Donald Trump and all the pictures of the hostages. Listening to that bipartisan reaction, including our common ground, Democrats are pretty outspoken about how much President Trump deserves credit here. As Hugh mentions, you see it unfold in coming days.
Yeah, no, look, Brett, I mean, President Trump certainly deserves credit for this, and I am glad to see both Democrats and Republicans coming to the table in a rare moment of bipartisanship and celebrating this. Now, obviously, Brett, as you know very well, phase one, it sounds like that's going to be that's going to be executed well, but phase two is really important, and I think, you know, the hardest part is ahead of us. The hardest part is on President Trump. Bibi Netanyahu, all the others that will come to the table at the Middle East to make sure that phase two really takes off and is implemented. But this is a day that I think a lot of us have been waiting for, and President Trump certainly gets the credit.
Yeah. Speaking of Netanyahu, we have some new sound coming in. Take a listen.
The central one of these war aims is to return hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead. We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner.
The hard job was the prime minister's. He had the job of protecting this country. He had the job of making tough choices.
But I really want to say that this all would not have been possible without the bravery of the IDF and the soldiers.
Israeli Prime Minister Steve Witkoff, the Middle East envoy, and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, who obviously, Tom, had a big part in the Abraham Accords in the first administration. I exchanged text messages with Witkoff earlier, and he said this is really big and could be exponentially bigger. He said more to come. So, Tom, I think that there is a thought that there's the phase two is really the question, and what comes next?
Yeah, but it certainly feels different this time around, and part of that is because of the reason Hugh mentioned. I mean, Hamas is now, you know, they're looking around. Iran, their biggest proxy, has been decimated. Hezbollah is no longer. Their coffers were running out. They were isolated. And so when President Trump offers a peace plan and says, accept this or you will be obliterated, I think that hits a little differently. So I think that's why there is reason for cautious optimism. It's obviously still a long road ahead and a lot of skepticism that Hamas is going to, you know, disavow any violence moving forward. But even if this thing falls apart somewhere down the road, just getting those hostages back is a monumental achievement that President Trump deserves all the credit for.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it here, Hugh, but President Trump does talk about all of the peace agreements he's done, and this would be the biggest. He's obviously hoping for Ukraine and Russia, but the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009, the Norwegian Nobel Committee decided the Nobel Peace Prize to be awarded to President Barack Obama for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. The committee has attached special importance to Obama's vision and work for a world without nuclear weapons. Bibi Netanyahu just tweeted out, give Donald Trump the Nobel Peace Prize. He deserves it. You know, prizes here or there. We've heard the president talk about it, but now there is a long list.
Well, he should get it. It should be in the Roosevelt Room right next to the one that Teddy Roosevelt got for solving the Sino-Japanese War years and years ago, Russian-Japanese War years and years ago. However, the Eurocrats will have to eat a lot of crow before they do that. If they don't, the Nobel Committee will be discredited forever, but it should go to President Trump.
All right. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted for mortgage fraud by a grand jury. Take a listen, Trey Gowdy and Lisa Slotkin.
The irony is crushing. She ran for office promising to go after Donald Trump. I don't recall him running for office promising to go after her. She's presumed innocent. She'll get a jury trial. I hope that her jury is more fair to her than Donald Trump's judges have been to him.
It just is part of a bigger trend of the President of the United States using the Department of Justice, using the legal system to go after political adversaries.
Letitia James' statement on this indictment, quote, there's nothing more than continuation of President's desperate weaponization of our justice system. He's forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding, all because I did my job as the New York State Attorney General. All right, Adrian, thoughts?
Look, I think, Brett, this is another example of Donald Trump using the Department of Justice as a weapon to go after his political enemies. He's made it very clear. He's been talking about going after Tish James and others. Obviously, James Comey was indicted. He's been talking about this for a long time, but to actually see him post on Truth Social and then several days later see Lindsey Halligan act on this is very disturbing. And look, Brad, you know, I know you've got a lot of Democrats who watch your program, too, and you've got a lot of Republicans. This is something that should disturb every single American, because the bottom line is, if this is opening up Pandora's box for future administrations to be able to do the same thing, that is a slippery slope that we don't want to go down as Americans. So the courts will rule, but at the end of the day, this is a very disturbing trend that we're seeing more and more from the Trump administration.
Tom?
I mean, look, to have Tish James talk about the weaponization of the government is too rich for my blood. I'm sorry. I mean, Democrats are the ones who started this. The full force of the law against Donald Trump and his family for years and years. So there's there's plenty of blame to go around. It's not a great precedent, but the Democrats are the one who set it initially, and now they're reaping what they've sown.
10 seconds here, Hugh.
If you buy an investment property and you tell your lender that it's a second home, you have defrauded the mortgage lender and you have committed a crime in a false statement act. If that happened, she's going to be tried and found guilty.
All right, panel. Thanks so much.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing rope twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the congressional record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the congressional record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into congressional record. You see, See, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the congressional record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty good big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nurse who left a new mom a note, and the full circle moment making the rounds on social media makes today's Dean's List. Maddie Nicole became a mom at 16, and her experience was both joyous and terrifying. Maddie did this on her own and without a lot of help or encouragement. One day she received a handwritten message that changed her life. It said, "Just a friendly reminder, you are doing a great job. Being a new mom can be overwhelming. He's very lucky to have you. Be confident in yourself and don't be scared to ask for help. Every mom needs help, especially in the first few weeks. You're going to do amazing. Love, your nursery nurse, April." And now, a few years later, Maddie posted the note and said she is going into nursing to help others. And it doesn't end there. April, the nurse that left her the note, saw Maddie's post on social media, and the two are back in touch. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And now it's time for a Bret Baier Classic. A look back on the best moments from Bret Baier's All-Star Panel to Common Ground and the candidates. You can listen to more of the Bret Baier Podcast on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Joining us now to talk about AI and the future is the co-founder and CEO of NVIDIA, Jensen Huang. Jensen, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here, Brett.
I mean, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting day. For you, as you hear the president and you talk to the administration about what's going forward, how do you see it?
We are at a transformational time, an inflection point in technology. We are reinventing computing for the first time in 60 years. This is a very big deal. The computer hasn't been reinvented in 60 years. Before it was called general purpose computing, the software was written by hand. Now, software is learned by computers. We call it artificial intelligence. And this transformation has resulted in a revolutionary technology we understand and is revolutionizing every industry. But what the president is announcing is going to accelerate AI innovation in America. It's going to accelerate AI deployment in America with all of the infrastructure and the energy that he's going to put to bear. And he's going to enable American tech stack to be proliferated around the world at an incredible rate. And I think that those three initiatives are going to fundamentally change United States' position in the years to come.
You talk about expanding around the world. New York Times had this piece that kind of talked about you persuading the president to sell AI chips to China, saying that you met with Mr. Trump in the Oval Office, pressed his case for restarting sales of specialized chips, and said two people familiar with the meeting, he argued that American chips should be the global standard. That's what you're talking about there. First of all, is that true? Is that how it all went down?
Well, my job is to inform and comply.
Yeah.
And I did my best to inform. And the important thing to realize is that America wins when the American technology becomes a global standard. And the reason why it was so important to get H20 back into the China market is that there are 50% of the world's AI researchers are in China, tens of thousands of AI startups in China. We want to make sure that we have every opportunity to compete in that marketplace and win those developers. And when that happens, when half of the world's AI researchers develop on an American tech stack, as the technology diffuses around the world and proliferates around the world, we become the global standard. And so that's really important to do. And the most important thing we have to do right now is to get H20s and get American technology back into the China market.
Despite the fact that people are so afraid that China steals everything, copies everything, if you go into that market, maybe your chip becomes a China chip in about 3 months.
Well, you know, I have every confidence in the American innovation. Remember that the computer industry is a national asset. It's a national treasure. No industry that I know of can remember that has dominated the world in technology and innovation and leadership than the computer industry of the United States. We're really honored to be part of this industry. But this industry is ready to compete. You know, we'll take anybody on. and ready to innovate at a rate nobody's ever seen.
Did you ever think when you started this company, and I'm saying that it's in the Denny's you started it with your co-founders,
right,
came up with this idea, that you'd ever have a company that has a market cap of $4.133 trillion? I mean, that's more than many, many countries.
You know, our goal was to reinvent the computer. That was our idea, to reinvent the computer. The way that it worked in the past, we felt, was going to run out of steam, and that there was going to be an opportunity for us to introduce a new way of doing computation. It took us 33 years to do this, and now, you know, we're at that moment. We're at that inflection where the way we invented computers to work is now going to be the way future computers work, and it's a really exciting time for us. But it's been a dream come true.
Were the people who say, listen, I get it, AI is the future, but I'm scared about it. I'm scared about what happens with it. Paint a picture, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, knowing what you know.
AI is incredibly powerful technology, no doubt. And it will do enormous good. It could also be used in harmful ways. The first thing to realize is that AI is going to be surrounded by a whole bunch of other AIs keeping it safe, either to secure it, guardrail it, monitor it, to curate it, to keep evaluating it, making sure that it gets better. So every AI is not just an AI that's out there doing things. You know, AI is going to be surrounded by tons and tons of AIs. And it's also important to realize that AI is the greatest equalizer that we have ever known. And now what I mean by that is, if you look at the computer industry, this industry has really benefited about 30 million people or so who knows how to program a computer, but now everybody knows how to program a computer. All you have to do is go up to a computer and say, you know, how do I program you? And how do I, help me do something useful with you. Teach me how to do that. And because it's intelligent and it knows how to interact with you, it'll even show you how to program itself. And so this is such a big deal. It elevates the capabilities of everyone. It raises the bar of almost anyone. You know, we say that because of AI, we can now all be artists. Because of AI, we can all be programmers. Because of AI, we can all be great writers. It raises the bar of everyone. And so I would advise everyone to engage AI. And here comes the next part. We think that AI is just about chat and large language models. But remember, there's going to be AI for science, AI for 5G, AI for quantum, AI for weather, AI for all of these different fields. There are a million AI models in the world. People don't realize how many AI models there are. And that's why it's so important that we make sure that the American tech stack is the standard underneath all of those AI models.
And for the people worried, you know, you've seen these companies that have chopped thousands and thousands of jobs, mainly programmers, because AI is doing the programming. The job future for the U.S. is going to change.
There's no question everybody's job. You know, there's job and there's tasks that we do in the job. The tasks that we do, the work that we do in our job is going to change. Everybody's job will change. Some tasks will go away. Some tasks will be new. Some jobs will go away. Some jobs will be new. But there's no question everybody's jobs will change. The thing that's really important is the productivity of our industry, the productivity of our country, is going to go up. So long as we have new ideas that we want to put to work, so new ideas that we can imagine for the future, then prosperity will result in growth. If you look at the last several hundred years, prosperity has gone up. Jobs have gone up. Jobs have changed, but it's all driven by productivity. We're going to see enormous productivity in the coming years. I would advise that everybody learn how to use AI. And it's easy to use. There's a reason, there's evidence that it's easy to use because ChatGPT is the fastest growing, fastest adopting application in history. To go from zero to a billion users in less than 2 years, that's because it's easy to use. It's incredibly delightful to use. I use four different AIs every day.
Four?
Yeah. I use them to get second opinions, or I'll give the same prompt and the same query to all three of them to go do research for me, and I get them to work with each other. So I get better answers, just like you do with teams. And so this is an incredible revolution in technology. Everybody ought to get engaged.
So Charles Payne would be upset if I didn't ask this question, and that is NVIDIA's five-year stock price. You're up more than 1,500% in 5 years. What does the future look for your company?
The opportunity that we're looking at in the future is likely measured in trillions. Now, when you take a step back, artificial intelligence is going to be a fundamental infrastructure for every society, every company.
Around the world.
Around the world. And it's a fundamental infrastructure in the same way that electricity was an infrastructure, information, internet was an infrastructure. Now we have this concept called intelligence as an infrastructure. President Trump is so visionary in recognizing that we need energy to produce intelligence.
We talked about it with the energy secretary.
That's right.
A big push.
It's a big push because we would like AI factories all over our country so that we can build a fundamental layer of intelligence by which every single company and every single industry could be built on top. This industry of producing intelligence is likely going to be in trillions. And so that's just the United States and you know, around the world.
And the policy of this administration versus the last, when you see this issue, how do you characterize it?
One, without energy, we will not be a world leader in AI. That was so incredible. The first day of President Trump's administration, he made it very clear he is pro-energy and pro-energy growth. Without pro-energy growth, how would we have new industries and new growth opportunities? Second, recognizing that this is a time not to hold back on AI, but to make sure that innovation is as fast as possible and that the world is built on the American standard. Just as the world was built on the American dollar, we want the world to be built on this standard. Imagine how the world would be different if the United States is today the global standard of telecommunications. We literally do not control the world's telecommunications standard. We can't afford to allow that to happen with AI. We must control the standard. And the way to control the standard is to make sure that every company, every AI developer, every country around the world is built on the American tech stack.
At what point in market cap, was it $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion, you decided to go with the leather jacket all the time?
I decided to go with a leather jacket all the time when my wife gave me the leather jacket and said, you wear this, you know, Brett.
And it's comfortable.
And, you know, you wear what your wife gives you.
There you go.
You
know? I do, too. Jensen, we really appreciate it. We look forward to having you come back to Special Report.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
The Brett Baer Show, coming up.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well,
I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Fox News Audio presents Blood Mountain. Deep in the forests of Georgia, one hike turned into a nightmare.
Calculated. Savage. I'm a maniac.
One woman's disappearance sent shockwaves across the nation. The ensuing search for a suspect revealed something more sinister. A serial killer was on the loose.
The more we heard about it, the worse they thought.
The Blood Mountain Podcast. Listen and follow starting October 14th at foxtruecrime.com. From around the world,
Trey Hingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason and the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
The subsidies are so much. It's billions and billions of dollars is being wasted.
We have a broken health care system, which the Republicans are now trying to smash into little tiny bits.
We can fix this, but the fix is fixing Obamacare.
If you're on the ACA, your premium is going to literally double. If you have your own private health insurance policy, your premium is going to go up.
But costs haven't gone down on day one. Costs have gone up. The Trump tariffs are making life more expensive. And now, because of their refusal to deal with the Affordable Care Act tax credits, health care premiums are about to explode.
Healthcare and health insurance, some of the main issues in the government shutdown. Joining us tonight is David Cordani, chairman and CEO of the Cigna Group. David, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Brett.
You know, this shutdown obviously is concerning a lot of people, not just the process up on Capitol Hill. How do you see it from your perch in health insurance?
I think broader for the American people. The American people prefer government to be open. The affordability issue in America is something that mostly all people agree to, and that's fundamentally based on two things. One, our population is getting a bit older, and our health status is eroding. Fully 60% of all Americans are dealing with at least one chronic illness and disease. And second, a lot of the new services that are coming online, in many cases positive, are very costly.
Let me read you this Washington Post editorial board, and it's titled, "The Shutdown Conversation No One Wants." The real problem is that the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, was never actually affordable. President Barack Obama's signature achievement allowed people to buy insurance on marketplaces with subsidies based on their income. The architects of the program assumed that risk pools would be bigger than they turned out to be. As a result, policies cost more than expected. To salvage the program, Democrats expanded subsidies to entice more people to buy plans. You find that fair in how it's described?
I think it's incomplete. It's a very complicated topic, but I think it's incomplete. So the exchange brought individual products back to Americans, in many cases, who didn't have access to an alternative. Either they didn't qualify for Medicaid, or they didn't have an employer-sponsored solution, so they were seeking to fill a void. Recently, they've been expanded tremendously, and the programs are not designed for some of the people they're servicing. If you step back, two of the programs that are working more effectively in the United States on a relative basis are Medicare Advantage and many aspects of the U.S. employer system, where we're trying to work to improve health or lower health risks, work with physicians on paying for value, not just for volume, and drive additional innovations. So it's a very complicated topic, and if you're an American who can't afford it, it's a very painful topic.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, it's about pricing, right? I mean, the KFF's predicted average annual premium payments, if these enhanced tax credits expire, it's 114% increase, $888 in 2025, $1,904 if these tax credits expire. Here's what Senate Majority Leader Thune says about all of this.
The ACA tax credits are rife with fraud, waste, and abuse. They are subsidies to insurance companies, nothing more, nothing else. And there's no cap on income. I mean, you can make $500,000 now, $600,000 in some places, and be eligible for federal assistance under this program.
So what do you think about that?
Again, that's one slice of the topic. So the newer subsidies that are being discussed are subsidies that were expanded during the COVID era. And the best way to improve affordability is not to argue about subsidies. It's to improve the overall price of services. For example, the brand drugs that the president has put a spotlight on. The brand drugs make up 10% of the overall pharmaceutical volume in the United States, yet make up 88% of the spending.
So obviously, you know, there's no love lost with insurance companies. You've made a lot. Cigna Group ended 2024 with significant revenue growth, about up 27%, $247 billion. You've seen the reaction. How do we change this in the short term so that people don't feel this pain in the long term?
One, improving overall affordability. Second, expanding access to care. And a good example of that, Brett, is earlier this year we came forward with our commitment to better, our voluntary commitment to expand access and ease of service, expand supportive services, and further expand a value or affordability for individuals. And I'm proud to say, well, that happened in early 2025. In June of 2025, the industry as a whole partnered with the federal government.
You know, you look at the polls, the recent polls, David, and you've got health care, the major problem for your family. It's now health care costs, 51%, and utility costs, 46%. If the most important issue facing the country, health care is up to 11%. So clearly, this is a major issue for America.
Brett, we agree 100%. So we have tens of thousands of colleagues that wake up every day trying to improve people's lives for the better. The best way to lower health costs is to avoid a health event from ever transpiring. So to reduce a risk that an individual will confront diabetes, to confront a coronary disease, to confront complexity. The second best way is, if you're dealing with a chronic condition, to get the best possible care and coordination around that. A lot of that is pharmaceutical care, and most often a generic drug is the best. And then if you're confronting a major medical challenge, which a small percentage of Americans do every year, but they're significant, it's getting to a center of excellence, and we work toward that each and every day. Stepping back, improving affordability is paramount.
Yeah, it's a scary time for a lot of people paying those bills, and government shutdowns obviously don't help broadly. But thank you for the time today.
Thank you, Brett.
Time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.